free pizza for life. But there's a catch. You have to get a tattoo of the Domino's Pizza logo. That's the campaign the company started in Russia this past August. It was supposed to run until the end of October, but Domino's had to shut it down early Tuesday. Our BBC colleague Catherine Zafaleva is in Moscow. Catherine, why did Domino's have to cut the cord on this free pizza for life campaign in Russia?
Domino's had to stop the campaign because it was way too popular. Russian social media was flooded with pictures of Domino's pizza tattoos on Instagram, Facebook, and the Russian social network ВКонтакте. And basically, Domino's Pizza wasn't ready to give out that many free pizza certificates.
So did Domino's just come out and say that? You know, there's been a huge response and we just can't do this?
Yeah, so Domino's Pizza wrote a separate post on social media saying that it's too many people and we're just going to give out 350 certificates and that's it.
What were the original rules for the Pizza for Life thing?
So basically, you had to get a 7-inch long tattoo on a visible part of your body that is on your face, on your neck, on your legs, or on your feet. And you had to post a picture of the tattoo on social media under the hashtag Domino's Forever.
So I can just imagine the funny kinds of moments on social media and the photos. Do you have any favorite posts?
My favorite posts are pictures of really, really big tattoos. So there must be really huge Domino's pizza fans out there. I saw one picture of like a huge Domino's pizza logo on a guy's neck, which I thought was interesting. So yeah, people were really excited about this campaign.
So presumably, couldn't somebody get a temporary tattoo and pass it off as a permanent tattoo?
No, because Domino's Pizza said that they would check if it was a real tattoo. And also, they would check every year. So the Domino's Pizza said that they would give out free pizza certificates for 100 years. And they would check every year if the tattoo was still there.
Tell us what these tattoos look like. I guess what I'm asking is, what is the Domino's Pizza logo?
The Domino's Pizza logo is two squares, kind of identical squares with holes inside of them.
And it's blue and red, isn't it?
Yeah, it's blue and red, but Domino's said that you could also get like a black tattoo.
Let's go back to the hordes of Russians who responded to this promotion. Will any of them get free pizza?
Yeah, because I saw posts on Instagram of people with pizza saying that, oh, and with pictures of their tattoos and with them eating the pizza saying that, oh, we already got our free pizza and here's 100 more years to free pizza. So people who got the free pizza certificates were really happy, but there were other people who got the tattoos but didn't get the free pizza certificates and they were pretty angry.
So what was remarkable, I think, to some people is that this promotion was going to be offered. It was going to could last 100 years. And that's sort of at odds with the average lifespan of Russians, isn't it?
Yeah. So the average life expectancy in Russia for men is just 66 years. So actually, some people were wondering if their kids could inherit the free pizza certificate, which is both kind of sad and hilarious.
Did you get a tattoo?
No, I didn't get a tattoo, no.
Do you know anybody
unfortunately
who did?
No, I don't know anyone who did, unfortunately.
The BBC's Catherine Zafaleva speaking to us from Moscow. Thanks a lot, Catherine.
Thank you so much.